Blog Talk Radio. The recording has started.
God bless you. God bless you, people of God. God bless each and every one of you on tonight. Just trying to do a quick mic check to see how we're coming over on tonight. How are we coming over? We just want to welcome you while we're trying to check our mics to make sure we're all adjusted. We just want to thank God for you tonight for coming to join us here on the Prayer News Network Global. Missionary Fan, how are our mics coming over? We've been having a little technical difficulties on our microphones, but okay, good. God bless each and every one of you on tonight. We're grateful. We're indeed grateful, again, for being here. Grateful, each and every one of you, for joining us here on tonight. We welcome you. We thank God for you, for our international listeners. We thank God for you, 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 and you. God bless you tonight. We're so grateful to be here yet again. Amen. Glory to God. It is of the Lord's mercies that we're not consumed. Listen, people of God, his mercies are new every day, and we thank God for new mercies on today. God bless you. Thank God for you. We just want to let you know this is a recorded line. As you're coming in, go ahead and invite a couple of people to be with you on tonight. Invite for someone to come and be with you on tonight. Amen. We're grateful. Glory to God. We're so grateful. I've just been thinking about the testimonies of the woman of God on last night. Amen. Such a tried stone, had gone through so much, touched so many areas of the lives of so many people. And we're just grateful. We're grateful, amen, that she's back with us again on tonight. We're very, very grateful on tonight. Let you know, people of God, again, this is the recorded line. You can get a copy of the broadcast. You can get a copy of the broadcast on tonight. So go ahead and invite a couple of people to come on and be with you on tonight. Invite a couple of people to be here with you on tonight. While you're doing that, we just thank God for our leaders. thanking him for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We just thank him on tonight. We bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. We bless him, bless him, bless him. Glory to God. He's the head of this line. Just want to thank God for our celestial intercessor. Thank God on tonight for our senior apostle on tonight, Apostle Samuel Huggins James. Thanking him tonight for our Bishop K.A. Tina. Glory to God, he's our presiding bishop, my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor. Thanking God for the women of God that stand by their side, and as well, thanking God for our founding mother, Mother Carrie James. Want to thank God for all of our PNN advisors. Thanking him for our prayer warriors on tonight. Thanking him, people of God, just thanking him for, glory to God, our scripture reader on tonight. And for you, people of God, each and every one of you, we thank God for you for coming out to be with us on tonight. We're excited indeed. We're excited for all that the Lord is doing again. Truly, the Lord is doing us well, and we are grateful for all that he's doing. Go ahead and invite a couple of people to come out and be with you on tonight as we prepare to go right into our programming on tonight. Glory to God. Again, we don't want anybody to miss it. Glory to God, but we do want to go ahead and get our speaker up on tonight. While you're getting prepared, getting yourself situated, we're going to ask Missionary Fan if she would come and bless the line for us on tonight. God bless you, Missionary Fan.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Master. Lord, we come before you right now in the name of Jesus, asking you to look down upon us once again, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you right now, Lord God, to look down upon us, Lord God, and clean us up, Lord God, that we may come before your throne, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to forgive us, Lord God, for any and everything that we have done, Lord God, that wasn't pleasing to your sight, Lord God. We ask you right now, Lord God, just to move by your spirit and by your power on us tonight, Lord God, and create in us a clean heart, Lord God. Renew a right spirit within us tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you right now, Lord God, to forgive us, Lord God, for any iniquities, Lord God, any transgressions, Lord God, anything, Lord God, that we may have even thought. Once again, Lord God, that you wasn't pleased with. We ask you right now to look on each and every household, Lord God, that represent tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, every country, Lord God, every city, every state, Lord God, everyone that come on this line, Lord God, expecting from you tonight, Lord God. We ask you to look upon us, Lord God, tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come tonight asking you to move, Lord God, by your spirit and by your power once again. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come to say thank you. Lord, we come to say thank you so much, Lord God, for how you, Lord God, is bringing the word, Lord God, even the testimony, Lord God, to increase our faith, Lord God, in you. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to help us, Lord God, to get in alignment with your word tonight, Lord God, that we may go higher, Lord God, that we may, Lord God, be able to make the journey that you are preparing for us, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come tonight asking you to have your way. Lord God, let your will be done tonight. In the name of Jesus, take us higher. In the name of Jesus, take us higher tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we may hear, Lord God, and also, Lord God, apply the word to our life, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, don't let our coming tonight, Lord God, be in vain, Lord God, for we come to hear, Father, from you tonight. In the name of Jesus, we ask for you this night just to touch, Lord God, each and every one. In the name of Jesus, even, Lord God, the newcomers, Lord God, that have come on this line tonight for the first time, we ask you even to bless them. In the name of Jesus, supply their needs, Lord God. Anything, Lord God, that they have in their heart, Lord God, they asking you to do, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We asking you to move for them this night. Save, deliver, set free. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to bless this line tonight. Bless this line tonight. Have your way in the name of Jesus. Have your way in the name of Jesus. Again, Lord God, let your choice anointing come tonight, Lord God. Lord God, stir up our heart, Lord God. Stir up our soul tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. For we're here waiting on you, Lord God. We're waiting, Lord God, to hear, Father, from you. Bless the woman of God tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to move, Lord God. Let the word be even tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Help us to be hearers, Lord God, not only hearers, but doers of your word tonight. Move this night on Minister Bradley, Lord. Have your way in her life, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Bless her this night in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we'll be so careful to give your name the praise. We'll be careful to give your name the glory, the honor, Lord God. We thank you tonight, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We magnify you. We glorify you. We thank you, Lord God, for having us on your mind, Lord God. Thank you for not forgetting about us, Lord God. We praise you. We glorify you. We lift you up, Lord God, this night in the precious name of Jesus. And we said, thank you, Lord. Thank you so much. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Glory to God on tonight, people of God. Listen, we're grateful tonight for, again, all that the Lord is doing. Thank you for that prayer, missionary fan. And our scripture reading will be coming from John, the 10th chapter. John, the 10th chapter, the scripture reads starting at verse 1. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Verse 5, and a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. Amen. Glory to God, I've read for you John, the 10th chapter, first through the fifth verse on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. So we give God thanks and praise on tonight. Amen. For the scripture reading, thanking him for the prayer on tonight. We're thanking him, glory to God, for all that the Lord is about to say unto us, his people. We give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight, people of God. Listen, we want to ask you to go ahead and invite someone to come again. Invite someone to come and be a part of the broadcast on tonight. Invite, invite, invite. And if you can't get them, people of God, listen, you can certainly get a copy of the broadcast and send it to them afterwards. And we are grateful to be able to provide that for you on tonight. We just, again, give God thanks and we give God praise for our speaker tonight, people of God, by way of Nassau, Bahamas. We're grateful. Amen. She's now, amen, at this time abiding here, glory to God, with us by way of Banks, Alabama. She's coming to us from Jerusalem Temple Evangelistic Pentecostal Churches. We're thanking God for her. We were so blessed by her testimony on last night. Were you not blessed? Indeed, we were blessed. And we're grateful tonight that the woman of God is back with us, people of God. Invite someone again. Tell them, come and hear what the Lord will say unto us, the people, the church, on tonight. People of God, we want you to receive tonight none other than Prophetess Sharon Duncombe. God bless you, woman of God.
Amen. Amen. Bless the name of Jesus. It's a blessing. It's a privilege and surely a pleasure to once again grace this platform. Hallelujah, Jesus, to be a part of what God is doing here, the work on PNN. Bless his name. Blessings to you, Evangelist Bradley, and every one of those who are with you that make this program possible. God bless them. Every one of you, I greet you tonight in the precious name of Jesus, our soon coming King. I bless God for my leaders. As she said, protocol has already been established, but my pastor, Lindsay, who's a co-pastor of Jerusalem Temple, where I worship. And tonight, we're going to go straight into the Word of God. Hopefully, I get to finish this on tonight. But God is surely speaking in this hour by His Spirit. And we are living in a time and in a season where if you look around, it's crazy. Everything is gone crazy. And it is all the matter of the Bible, the Word of God being fulfilled. In every nation, bless his name. And so you from every nation that are on this line tonight, I know you can look around in your nation to see the devastation and destruction, the waves and the seas roaring, and everything is just going crazy. But tonight I'm going to deal with the topic, the last generation, this last generation. Bless his name. This generation, bless his name. And it's coming from the book of, those of you who have your Bible and you wish to follow, it's coming from the book of Proverbs chapter 30, 11 through 17. Glory be to God. And it says, there is, hallelujah tonight, God, before I start, I praise you. I give you glory. I give you honor tonight for your word. Hallelujah. I come in agreement with the prayer, God, that has gone forth, that you would move in the airwaves, move, God, in the atmosphere, the stratosphere, the hemisphere, God. Bind every wicked spirit, every assignment, every wicked agenda of the enemy, God, and bring every work of darkness to naught, God. Give this land free course, oh God, for your word to go forth, God, with clarity and understanding. Touch the ears of the hearer, God, that they may hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches this night, God. And touch my lips as I bring forth thy word, God, that thy word would come forth to bring deliverance, God. Their people may be edified and you may get the glory on tonight. Now, God, release this atmosphere, anointed, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let the oil of God be poured upon us tonight as we hear what you're saying unto us in this last hour. Hallelujah. Verse 11 says, there is a generation that curseth their father and do not bless their mother. There is a generation that are pure in their own eyes and yet is not washed from their filthiness. Glory be to God. Verse 13, there is a generation, oh, how lofty are their eyes and their eyelids are lifted up. There is a generation, glory be to God, verse 14 tonight, whose teeth are as swords and their jaw teeth as knives, to devour the poor from off the earth and the needy from among men. The horse leash had two daughters crying, give, give. There are three things that are never satisfied. Yea, four things that say it is not enough. What are these four things tonight? Verse 16 says, the grave, the barren womb, the earth that is filled with water, and the fire that said, not enough. Number 17, the eyes that mocked, M-O-C-K-E-T, mocked at his father and despised to obey his mother. He said, the ravens of the valley shall pluck it out, pick out your eyes, and the young eagle shall eat it. Now, that's a serious thing. God is saying that this generation that is no good, disrespectful, no manners, don't care about Jesus, God, or the Bible, or no one else. Bless his name. Now, we're in the last hour, and everything that's happening, if you look around, it is biblical. We have a lot of real prophetic voices that hears from God. They're speaking the things that shall come to pass in the earth that God is showing them. A lot of the things happening now has been revealed to the EPC Nation, that's our ministry, through our celestial intercessor, Apostle S.D. James, from in the 80s and in the 70s. He's been telling us about these days, so we are not ignorant to what is going on in this last hour. We are dealing with this last generation. Hallelujah. There's no other generation that's going to come after this because Jesus is on his way back. Bless his name. Now, the first thing you see here, we have crimes. A lot of crime is going on, people of God. And if you look at it, most of the young people are dying. and committing crimes, because the enemy, Satan, is literally after this last generation. Without a doubt, the past couple of years, if you look around, were the worst in the recent history for most of us. Because I have never seen anything like this before. The whole world is in a global pandemic, stock market crash, murders, bloodshed and violence, Satanism and occultism, human trafficking, child sacrifices, people being slaughtered and their internal organs are being sold for millions of dollars. All over the world, wildfires are breaking out. California is always on fire. Kobe Bryant and a lot of famous people's death are taking place. Murders through racism and a lot more is going on. It's been so bad that there's no way things could possibly get worse, right? We would say that it can't get worse than this. Bless his name. Well, not necessarily. According to the word of God, there's a lot that could and will go and get wrong and get worse in the very near future. Because the Bible said evil will continue to get worse than worse. Hallelujah. And so we got to hold on to the horns of the altar. We got to stick with God no matter what is going on. We got to know that God is our source. He's our everything. We have inflation and starvation going on. The Bible warns us, hallelujah, against rising prices in a falling economy. It's biblical. We have political instability happening right now all over the world. And a wide world pandemic, which have all contributed to an inflation boom in recent years. We should not be surprised at what has happened. 2022 is a year that inflation and hunger has led to more rebellion, and it's going to get worse. You're going to see more rebellion. Hallelujah. You're going to see more people doing more killings for food and doing more killings for monies. And people of God, we got to stay under the blood. We got to be connected to God. Oh my God, as we've never done before. We have global warning. And tonight I'm going to go through some things that were said. You probably heard about it. But the new commandment they have out and the climate change, I'm going to touch a little bit on that for those of you who probably was not following the news. But to be talking about global warming, perhaps not a surprise to a lot of us, given the climate over the past few years, rising sea temperature, with global temperatures climbing, sea levels rising, and food chains complications already starting to become apparent. And is 2022 going to be the year where temperatures reach breaking point? We have not seen heat yet. People are dying from the heat. People are leaving their children in the car and meeting them dead. That's how hot it is. But it's about to climax into another level of heat. I don't think so, because the Bible said it's going to get worse. It's not just the beginning. It's not going to end. It's about to get worse. Birds and animals and fishes are dropping dead all over the place. Hallelujah, Jesus. We are already, bless the name of the living God, witnessing a mass extinction level even happening across the entire globe. The death of coral reefs, this decimation of natural habitats, declining number of fish globally could be a warning sign that boiling seas, the sea is boiling. There are earthquakes happening under the seabed, bless his name. And so that's why you see these tsunamis are coming onto the land. And starvation or starving population is just the beginning of the days of labor and sorrow. Hallelujah. Don't you know that the days of labor and sorrow started from the year 2018? Bless his name. It's a 10-year expanded. It's going to go on until the year 2028. And then something is about to take place after, which I will not get into tonight. But it was broadcast on the news that every world leader, and listen, I want you to hear this tonight, those of you who don't know this, but it was broadcast that every world leader, including the Pope and other religious leaders, including other people, were planning to go up on Mount Sinai, hallelujah, Jesus, to find a way to stop climate change. Maybe some of you already know about this, but I must share about this climate change to show how it is tied into the system of the beast. All of these things are connected to this last generation that God is talking about here. On November the 6th to the 18th, in a ceremony they called Returning to Sinai, where they gathered to issue a new commandment and repent for man-made climate change. That's what they say they were doing. They have a website called Interfaith, F-A-I-T-H, for sustainability or sustainable development. They have an article coming up which is called Sinai, a prophetic call for climate justice and ceremony of repentance. Bless his name on tonight. They went on the same mountain. Listen to what these people have the nerve. To go on the same mountain, glory be to God tonight, where God gave Moses his 10 commandments. Hallelujah. These religious leaders got together along with the Pope and calling for a new 10 commandments on the same place where God gave his commandment to Moses. World leaders are bringing God's commandment down to their level. Hallelujah. They're bringing major religious leaders to engage in the first ever climate repentance ceremony. They are putting together, hallelujah, Jesus, the first ever climate justice 10 universal commandments. These people already did away with what they call the commandment. It's because nobody can do away. It's in the word of God. Bless his name. They're using words like you, like commandments, or your commandments, or green commandments. Bless his name. They are, mighty God, tonight, using words, hallelujah, to show that they have this authority. They are the words they're using to bring everyone into one faith. Glory be to God. They're trying to unite the whole world into one faith and one belief. They are setting up the stage by this one type of grouping and one world unity that is going to be needed for the Antichrist to be worshipped and followed. And this is what they are saying. And I quote what they are saying. As faith put aside the differences in a common call for climate action, we work toward a new covenant for mankind in the name of protection of our common home and for the betterment of our shared human future. Their plan, hallelujah, tonight, glory be to God, is to use these things against the world to control it and the religions. We need to be watchful as this is unfolding. With all of these religions coming together, we see Revelation chapter 13 and 1 with the seven heads, bless his name, on tonight, the seven heads and 10 horns, with 10 horns on his head, which is the name of blasphemy. These are the world leaders and dictators. This is the Antichrist spirit which is rising up out of the European nation. They have an ad that says multi-faith leaders to gather in Israel and around the world for climate change repentance. Why did they choose Israel? The Bible says all nations will come up against Israel as become closer to the coming of the Lord Jesus. And so this climate change is bringing every nation, bless his name, together where it will make it easier to implement the one world order and religion. It will make it easier for them to give them the mark of the beast, which is the chip that they already have in place. That is a tracking device to control your whole life. Now, Revelation chapter 13, bless his name, 16 through 17 says, and he caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bound, to receive a mark in their right hand and on their forehead, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Thank God, if you had been keeping up, Egypt did not allow them to meet on Mount Sinai, so they were stuck. It was canceled. What they did instead, they looked for the highest point in London. They had ceremonies planned, glory be to God, for the highest point in Jerusalem. What they picked was Salt Lake City, Ecuador, Australia, India, Mount Abu, and Calcutta. Mount St. Francis. Bless his name tonight, hallelujah. A Catholic retreat center in India. It is so strange that they choose to meet all at all the highest places of the world. They sound like the people in at the Tower of Babel. And we know the Tower of Babel in the book of Genesis, Babel means confusion. And so these people choose to go on the highest point in every place that they could find. Deuteronomy chapter 2, chapter 12 and 2 through 4 says, ye shall utterly destroy all the places wherein the nations which ye shall possess serve their God. God says it's time to destroy where these people are gathering to serve their God because they're not serving the God. Even though they have a lot of religious leaders, they're still not serving the God that we know whose name is Jesus. And so they're serving their God upon the high mountains. Listen to the word of God. And upon high hills and under every green tree. Verse 3 said, and ye shall overthrow their altars and break their pillars and burn their groves with fire. Hallelujah. And ye shall hew down the graven images of their God and destroy the names of them out of that place. Number 4, it says, ye shall not do so unto the Lord your God. And so if you look at Deuteronomy, these things were happening from the beginning of creation, from way back in the Old Testament. That's what evil people used to do, go on mountains, on hills, hallelujah, my God, to do their rituals and do whatever they had to do. And God said, you need to throw it down. You need to destroy these things. In the word of God, people went up to the high places. What they went there for is to perform rituals, which was a part of the worshiping of idols. And if you look at this carefully, these people have this climate change as a god, as an idol. These people are doing the same thing today, going up into the high mountains, not to worship God, but to initiate evil and promote rituals upon the face of the earth. Bless his name. Breaking up what they call the Ten Commandments. And so what they said, that someone went up there with these two tablets that they say was the Ten Commandments, and they smash it on the ground. How many of you know tonight you could never break God's commandments because his word cannot change? His word is infallible, indestructible. You can't do nothing with it. We see history, hallelujah, glory, bashanda the behosta, repeating itself as it was in the beginning. The Bible said, God said, so shall it be in the end. What they are doing is completely mockery. They are actually mocking God. It's complete mockery to God, especially as they are trying to copy what Moses did when God called them up into the mountain to speak with him. And they're doing and pushing for people to come together and make a new commandment about climate change. What this shows us is that they are worshiping the created things more than the Creator, who is God. And if you look at Moses, what Moses said, when he came down from the mountain from speaking with God, he met the children of Israel worshiping idols, a golden calf that Aaron had made. And he said, who is on the Lord's side, come to me. And he took the Ten Commandments and he smashed it. Glory be to God. And when he smashed it upon the earth, the Bible said the earth opened up and swallowed, and thousands of them went in the earth. And so it shows how much God hates idol worshippers, my God. And this is what these people are doing. Exodus chapter 20:1-6 says, and God spake all of these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt and out of the house of bondage. Glory be to God. Verse 3 says, thou shalt have no other gods before me. This is God's Ten Commandments tonight. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. Hallelujah. And so what they're doing by making another commandment, they're making it and they're putting it on tablets, they're making a graven image. Or any, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the water. Because they don't even go in the water because you have marine spirits and demons operating in the ocean and under the water. He said, nor in the water or under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, I am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. Hallelujah tonight. And God said in verse 6, I am showing mercy, glory to God, unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. And so what they're doing, God already said what's going to happen if you keep his commandments, I'm going to show you mercy. Hallelujah. And so they got the nerve to say that they're breaking up the commandment. And so he said he's going to visit them, and the iniquity of their children are going to be visited because they hate God. These people are haters of God. These are the Lords that God gave Moses on Mount Sinai. These same commandments, it's 10 of them. I just pick out the first set of it because it's pertaining to God and his law, which they say they are changing for climate change commandments. This is the new commandment that the people, religion, the Pope and religious leader around the world came up with. They came up with a whole new thing, and I will get to their 10 commandments, and it says, number one, this is what they wrote as the new commandment, and the Pope signed it. Number one, it says, we are stewards of the world. Number two, creating or creation manifests divinity. And so I don't understand. God is divine. He is divinity. But they change it around. Instead of saying divinity manifests creation, they said creation is the one that manifests divinity. So they're flying in the face of God to make God look like he is nothing. Number three, everything in life is connected. I have never heard of such commandment in my life. Number four, do no harm. Number five, look after tomorrow. Number six, rise above ego for our world. Number seven, change our inner climate. Number eight, repent and return. Number nine, every action matters. And the 10th commandment that they made is use mind and open heart. Use your mind and open your heart. These religious and world leaders are encouraging lawlessness. Hallelujah tonight. They have completely no respect for God. They have completely disregard and disrespect for what God gave to Moses to keep the land blessed to the highest degree. And if you read Psalms chapter 147 and verse 8, it says, who covereth the heavens with clouds, who prepareth rain for the earth, who maketh grass to grow upon the mountain. And so God's word is telling us here that he is totally responsible for what is happening upon the face of this earth, even upon the mountains. Even with this climate that's changed, that has taken place, people got to realize that God said that this world is passing away. Heaven and earth is fading away. The waves and the seas are roaring, and so it is messing up the earth because God is getting ready to come. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and 3 says, this is an evil among all things that are done under the sun, that there is one event unto all. Yea, also the heart of the sons of men is full of evil. Hallelujah, Jesus. And listen to what, hallelujah, tonight, what God is saying. He said, and madness, glory to God, is in the heart while they live, and after that they go to the dead. God is saying, these people are mad. They are crazy. Read it for yourself, Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and 3. He said, they are evil, and he said, and madness is in their heart while they live. But guess what he said? After that, they shall go to the dead. God is getting ready to eradicate and kill plenty of people who is fighting against his law and disrespecting what he has written. Bless his name tonight. God said these type of people, their hearts are full of evil. But let's continue to read and see what's going on. We need to know what's going on in this hour. But these ignorant people, if you carefully study the Word of God, it talks about people who went up into high mountains to have an encounter with God. And I went over that last week when we talked about encounter. We just talked about it the other day. Hallelujah. On Jesus going up into a mount, Jesus had an encounter with Satan. He had an encounter. Satan took him up into a high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and said, you bow down to worship me. Hallelujah. Satan know that worship is held on mountains. And these people going up on a mountain, you see how smart the devil is. He had them so deceived that they know the Bible and they know the power of being in a high place. And so God is telling the church, we need to come up into the mountain to have an encounter with him. These people, these evil people have enough sense to know where to go to get higher. Hallelujah, to carry out their acts. Jesus was also on a mount called Moriah when he was crucified. When he left this earth, and was caught up from Mount of Olivet. And so everything is about a mountain with God. It's something about mountains and God. And the devil knows it. And so he's filling these people's hearts to do a bunch of things on mountains. Elijah took shelter in Mount Horeb, hiding from Jezebel, running for his life, and he had an encounter with God. Jesus had an encounter with Satan after his 40-day fast. And so there's something about mountainous area that the devil knows, and these people are tapping into something, but God is going to bring them down. But listen to what God is saying, getting ready to happen. In Romans chapter 1, 18 to 32, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness. Glory be to God, help me tonight with this. And unrighteousness of men who are holding the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God had shewed it unto them. And so God is saying tonight, I have already manifest myself in them. He manifests himself in them. Hallelujah tonight. And verse 20 says, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen. We're talking about creation. They're talking about the climate. And God said they clearly see the invisible things that I have made as a creator. But yet they're turning around and worshiping creation to the point that they're making a whole new commandment for climate change. He said, and being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. So that's verse 20 of Romans chapter 1. He said they are without excuse who are doing what they're doing tonight. 21 says, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were they thankful. Hallelujah on tonight. Glory be to God. And the Bible says, but they became vain in their imaginations. Glory to God. And their foolish hearts were darkened. Don't you see how wild their imaginations are? Don't you see how foolish they look, my God, in the name of Jesus? Verse 22 says, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Glory to God. And changed the glory of the uncorruptible God, because God cannot be corrupted. He cannot change. You can't do nothing with God, into an image made like corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Hallelujah. And if you look around, people are worshiping all kind of different animals, all kind of things, worshiping cars and houses and people. So these things are going on. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness, to the lust of their own hearts. He said, I give them up. What they're doing, God said, I give them up to do what is in their heart, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Who changed, listen to what God is saying tonight. In verse 25, he said, who changed the truth of God into a lie. Don't you see what they're doing? And worship and serve the creature, hallelujah, tonight, more than the creator. my God, tonight, who is blessed forever. Amen. 26, for this cause God gave them up to vile affections, for even their woman that changed the natural use into which that is against nature, and likewise also the man leaving the natural use of the man, or of the woman, I'm sorry, burning the lust toward one another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of the error which was meet. And I'm getting down to the LGBTQ, to whatever the thing is, those homosexual agenda, because God is talking about them in this chapter here too. He said, the woman turned to the lust of the flesh to the women, likewise the men. And they're making it legal, then they're giving them the rights, but it is against the word of God. And it's in the church. 28, it says, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, listen to God, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do the things which are not convenient. God says, since you don't want to listen to me, I'm going to give you over to do whatever you want to do. But there are consequences. They're being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things. Don't you see the evil that they're inventing up there on that mountain? Disobedient to parents. And I'm getting down to these children and these disobedient children because I'm dealing with this generation. But this is something God dropped in my heart and my spirit when I came across it, so I have to share it. And 31 says, they are without understanding. Bless the name of the living God tonight, Jesus. They are without understanding. Hallelujah, Jesus. And knowing the judgment of God. Hallelujah. They are covenant breakers tonight. You don't see them breaking the covenant of God? You don't see them breaking the law? He said covenant breakers without natural affection. Hallelujah. Implacable. Unmerciful. You see people, they'll shoot you at the spur of the moment. They'll just kill you without thinking about it. Unmerciful. Verse 32 said, who knowing the judgment, they know the judgment of God, that they which commit such things, listen to what God is saying, are worthy of death. If you fall into this category, you are, God is saying, you're worthy not to live. You should die. Not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. He said not only the person who's doing them, but anybody who's taking pleasure in what they're doing, anybody who is in agreement with what they're doing, anybody who's sanctionizing what they're doing, God said you deserve to die because it's against his word. This is the last generation, people of God, tonight, and God would have us knowledgeable about what is happening and going to happen. God don't want us to just be jumping and shouting and going to church and having a good time and speaking in tongues. He said knowledge is power. And I realize that in this hour, Satan don't want us to be knowledgeable. We hardly read the Bible. We get weary when it comes to reading and studying the word of God and looking for information. But this is the hour of information, and we need to get it in. So leaders and preachers need to know what God is saying so that they can inform people and educate people on what we are dealing with in this last hour. Bless his name. The spirit of Egypt is being released, where they want to take the world back to slavery, and that's what they're doing with this system now that is coming up with this climate change. They want to take us back to Egypt and back to slavery, but the devil is a liar tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. And as we look at the LGBTQ community, they now have a homosexual Jesus hanging on a cross. Can you believe it tonight? They're making the laws to protect this community. They will make people feel guilty of not letting people love who they desire. They will call you evil and make you to be the bad guy instead. Isaiah chapter 5, verses 18 to 25, it says, woe unto them that draw iniquity with cords of vanity and sin as it were with a cart rope. They say, verse 19, let him make speed. They're talking to God now. They're saying, let God make speed and hasten his work, that we may see what God is doing, that we may see it, and let the counsel of the Holy One of Israel draw nigh and come, that we may know it. And so here you see them challenging God, saying, if you say, we want to see your work, we want to see what you're doing, bring it near, because we need to know what you're doing, God. In verse 20 it says, woe to them. Now this is some warnings God is sending out. He said, woe to them that call evil good. This is what they're doing. And call good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe to them, verse 21, that are wise in their own eyes. And that's what's going on. They're wise in their own eyes. And the Bible said, and prudent in their own sight. Woe unto them that are mighty to drink wine, and men of strength to mingle strong drink. Some people in the body of Christ still drinking and getting drunk. But God say, woe to them. Which 23 says, which justify the wicked for reward and take away the righteousness of the righteous from him. Don't you see what is happening? They are justifying all the wickedness and all the wicked acts and rewarding these people and patting these people on the back. And verse 23 says, and they're taking away the righteousness of the righteous. Right now, Christianity is being fought. Christian is being fought. They're taking away our rights to speak and call the name of Jesus, to pray in public. Don't you see? But evil is being promoted. Therefore, as the fire devoured the stubble and the flames consumed the chaff, so their root shall be as rottenness and their blossoms shall go up as the dust, because they have cast away. Listen to what God is saying. God is saying, I'm getting ready to deal with them. And he says, because they have cast away the lure of the Lord of hosts. Let me read it again. He said, therefore, as the fire devoured the stubble and the flames consumed the chaff, so shall their root be as rottenness. And so whatever is rooted, God said, I'm going to cause it to rotten. I'm going to deal with it. I'm going to devour it. I'm going to spoil it. And he said, and their blossom shall go up as the dust. So whatever they plant in, God said, I'm going to get with it. It's going to blow like when the dust is flying in the air. Why? Because they have cast away the Lord of hosts, and they despise the word. Listen to God. He say, and they despise the word of the Holy One of Israel. Verse 25 says, therefore is the anger of the Lord kindled against his people. He's talking about the church, his people. And he had stretched forth his hands against them. And so many in the church, God said, if you caught up in this, I'm going to stretch my hands out against you. And he said, I'm going to smite you. And he said, and had smitten them, and the hills did tremble, and their carcasses, hallelujah, their dead bodies were torn in the midst of, or thrown in the midst of the streets. For all this is anger, is not turned away. And it says, but his hands is stretched out still. And so he says, I'm getting rid of you. And you right now, if you go in Ukraine and other places, they're finding dead bodies all over. Children are being killed. Dead bodies are being all over the place. And he said, but I'm angry, but I'm going to stretch my hands out to you. And I'm calling you to repent. I'm calling you to turn. I'm calling you to change. I'm still having mercy, even though they're doing this. We see the mercy of God, because God can send lightning and strike them dead when they climb any mountain. God can send lightning, my God, down his right hand. God could open up the earth like he did in the time of Moses and swallow them up. But he says, even though I'm angry, my hands are still stretched out in mercy toward you. God is merciful and given so many of us and them chances to repent. the real churches and the Word of God is under serious attack, people of God, right now. Not only our daily religions, our own religions or religious organization, I should say, but also the mount of God, the mountain of God is under attack. Everything that has to do with God and religion and his people are under attack. Why are they not fighting other religions? Is a question that I ask. Why all the Buddhists and the Hindu, you don't hear nothing, or the Muhammad or whatever, you don't hear nobody fighting against them. There is no fight against the Buddhists, the Hindus, the satanic churches, the Catholic faith, or any other denomination, but just Christianity. You have people just taking the name of Jesus in vain, cussing and using his name in their conversation while they're drunk on their movie screens. But you don't hear them using any of the other names of those other religious gods that they serve. Hallelujah, Jesus. Even those that night bless his name, glory be to God. Hallelujah, oh, Rabbi Shandor of Ahosa. Even those who don't believe in God, you will hear them using and abusing Jesus' name, and my God, without conviction. And when I heard Minister Bradley began to read some of the scripture, and that is a part of my scripture tonight. I said, this woman right in the mind of God with this scripture. But I'm going to John chapter 15, verse 16 to 17 and 19. It says, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. He said, these things I command you, that ye love one another. If ye were of the world would have loved his own. But because you are not of the world, in verse 19, but I have chosen you out of the world, so therefore the world hates you. Hallelujah. And God is showing us straight and plain in his word that you're going to be hated because you are not of the world. And if you are in the world and they're not hating you and not despising you and not rejecting you, coming up against you, then you need to check your salvation because something is wrong somewhere. Anytime you are real, anytime you are anointed, anytime you're walking upright with God, you have to look out for attack from the enemy, and he's going to use people to do that attack. And so God is saying, they will hate you because you are not of the world. You have many of them saying today that there are many ways to God. Oprah Winfrey, them, they believe that there are many paths to God and to enter into eternal life. But the devil is a liar tonight. Glory be to God. The Bible said there is only one way, and that way is through Jesus Christ, the Word of God. This is the whole Rabba Shanda. Yes, Lord, there is the only way is by the precious blood of Jesus. The Bible said you come in any other way, you are a thief and you are a robber. And John chapter 10, 1, verse 7 and verse 10 says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth, glory to God, tonight, up some other way, the same as a thief, and you are a robber. Then Jesus said unto them, verse 7, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door tonight, glory be to God, I am the door of the sheep. And verse 10 says, the thief cometh not, but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He said, I am come that ye may have life and have it more abundantly. And so God has given us a blue pattern to follow. And he said, there is only one way to my kingdom. There's no other path. There's no other way to God but through the written word of God, through Jesus Christ, his son who shed his blood. And if you're trying to get into the kingdom another way, the Bible says you are a thief and you are a robber. And the Bible said the devil is the father of lies. He is the thief, and he has robbed so many of their rights to the tree of life. He has robbed so many from being in the kingdom of God. He still is doing that. He is robbing our children of their future. My God, we got to stay on our faces, people of God. John chapter 14 and verse 6 says, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Glory be Spirit of God, the word of God is quick and sharp and powerful. And God, and the Bible said it's sharper than any two-edged sword. It will cut you, it will heal you, my God, on tonight. We must know, people of God, that the Antichrist spirit is released like never before. And the only religion that is being attacked is Christianity and their faith in Jesus Christ, who loves and accepts everyone, no matter who you are tonight. Even though they're doing what they're doing, God said, I still love them. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Glory be to God, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. We see the mercy and the love of God upon these people, giving them a chance to repent, to let, oh God, it is to let you know how serious the system is right now. Listen to what is happening with Amazon. Amazon have a place, a store that you can walk in. Glory be to God, Jesus to Christ tonight. You can walk in this store without any card, nothing. Hallelujah. And you can walk out, bless his name, without any money. This is already in the making. Hallelujah. They have this thing, oh, glory to God. You just go and get what you want and walk out. This is what the vaccination and the chip now that some people already have is already available and has the power to do, which connects you to the system of the one world religion and order. And you could read it in Revelation chapter 13, 16 through 17, where you can't buy and you can't sell without this. Right now, those who have taken the vaccination can be monitored. They will watch you. They'll follow you. This is what they're doing. And when the chip comes along, which some already have, it is the monitor your life. They will shut down your account, your power bill. Everything that you own now belongs to them. And once you have this vaccination or chip, you are like a robot that they can push a button and control the way they desire you to go. Hallelujah tonight. All of these things that we're hearing is about those who are on the road that leads to the wide road that leads to destruction. Because the Bible says, wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many are going that way. Now, why is it that they're bringing in a new commandment? The word of God says that they will change times and they will change the laws. It is happening right before our very eyes. And if you go to the book of Daniel chapter 7, verse 24 and 25, bless his name, it says, and the 10 horns out of this kingdom are 10 kings that shall rise up, and another shall rise after them, and he shall be diverse from the first. And he shall subdue 3 kings. Verse 25 says, and he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws. And they shall be given into his hand until a time and dividing of time. How many know in the United States right now they said they're going to change the time to one time? No more an Eastern Standard Time or Daylight Saving Time. It's just one time. Revelation chapter 13 and 2, 5 through 9 says, and the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard. Daniel and Revelation has the same thing. And his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and a great authority. Blessed name of the living God. And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth and blasphemed against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints. It's about the saints. It's about the church. And to overcome them, and power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of the life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. And verse 9 said, if any man have an ear to hear, let him hear. And so that's why God says to pray that your name is on the book of life, because what is getting ready to come up. And if you look at the word blasphemy, it says to slander, this traction, speech, injurious speech. And so what they're doing is they're slandering the name of God. They're slandering the church. They're slandering. They're coming up against the Holy Ghost. And so this is what is happening. The beast here represents the system that we just read, or the kingdoms. The seven heads and ten horns represent world leaders. Daniel chapter 7 and 24, it says, and the ten horns out of the kingdom. Let me go past that. Let me read it. And the ten horns out of this kingdom are ten kings that shall arise, and another shall rise after them, and he shall be diverse from the first. And he shall subdue three kings. Revelation chapter 13 and 1. And I stood upon the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns, and upon his horns ten crowns, and upon his head the name blasphemy. And if we go to Deuteronomy chapter 32 and 17, it says, his glory is like the firstling of his bullock. And his horns, we're dealing with the horn tonight, are like the horns of a unicorn. With them he shall push the people together to the ends of the earth, and they are the 10,000s of Ephraim, and they are the 10,000, the thousands of Manasseh. And if you go to Numbers chapter 23 and 22, God brought them out of Egypt. He had, as it were, the strength of a unicorn. And so I'm quoting these scriptures to let you know where the strength is. It talks about them being a horn. So the horn not only represents leaders, but it also represents three other important things. Number one, it represents strength, general strength, and that is Deuteronomy chapter 33 and 17. Number two, it represents arrogance and pride. Number three, it represents political and military power. That's what he's talking about there. God shows us here in his word exactly what is taking place right now. The whole purpose of the system is to come up against Christian faith. It says in Daniel 7:25 and Revelation 13:5-9, he shall speak great words against the Most High, and he will wear out the people of God, change time, laws. And this Antichrist that God has spoken about, is speaking about, is out of the European nation. The Antichrist spirit is released like never before. If you look around, it is released like never before. And the only religion it's attacking is us. Christians, it is us. All of these things are happening because there is a demonic spirit which is with a wicked agenda behind all of this. These world leaders say they are trying to save the earth, which they will never be able to save it, because God is getting ready to destroy this earth by fire because of the sin and the iniquity. 2 Peter chapter 3 says, this second epistle, beloved, I write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by the way of remembrance, that ye be mindful of the words of which was spoken before of his holy prophets, of the commandments of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lust, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fall asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning. And so people are saying this today. I heard Jesus was coming a long time, but I don't see anything changing. I don't see nothing about him coming. So this is what they're saying. And God is saying in verse 5 of 2 Peter chapter 3, for this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that was then being overflowed with water perished, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition. And so God is showing you that he is preserving this today, the world today, because fire is coming upon the whole world. Now, with this new commandment that they are making, they will put you in a position where if you don't obey or comply or bow down, you can get into trouble just as it was with the three Hebrew boys. In Daniel chapter 3, it talks about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who was told to bow to worship the idol that King Nebuchadnezzar had made. And they said, King Nebuchadnezzar, we don't care what you say and we don't care what you do, but we are not going to bow. We are not going to sacrifice our belief in God, and we're not going to compromise our walk with God to bow. And so we got to get to the point that when this happens, we got to put up our strength and tell the devil we ain't going to bow. Coming together to teach, they're going to bring you together. What they do is, what they're doing, is they're coming together to teach different doctrine mainly, but to focus on climate change. These world leaders, they went on Sinai to have their own ceremony. Can you imagine that? Could you imagine them smashing the Ten Commandments? Hallelujah. Can you imagine what God is sitting, that God is sitting and looking at what is going on? We have the rise of intelligence, artificial intelligence, technology. All of these things are a sign, people of God, that, you know, people driving with electric car. You have smartphones, smart speakers. You can text. You can see their facial recognition. Technology has increased. In this last generation, knowledge has surely increased. Everything about technology, smartphones, laptops, tablets, iPads, robots doing everything humans can do, even preaching and teaching what they call the Word of God. So many have lost jobs and will lose their jobs in the near future because they are preparing robots to take your place. We have economic disasters in the aftermath of devastating pandemic. We have all of this going on that is happening right now in this last hour, bless his name. And so God is telling us we need to be prepared what is coming upon the face of the earth. We need to know what is going on. This generation that God is talking about in chapter 30, God is talking about them tonight. It depicts a certain group who possesses common characteristics. In Proverbs chapter 30 and verse 11, it says, they are disrespectful to their parents. They curse their father and they curse their mother. Do not bless their mother. And so they're seen as hypocrites. And a hypocrite is a person that is godless. A hypocrite is a person who is profane. A hypocrite is a person who is irreligious. Isaiah chapter 9 and 17 says, therefore the Lord shall have no joy in their young men. They're talking about the young men and the young women. And the Bible is telling that tonight in Isaiah 9 and 17, therefore the Lord shall have no joy in their young men, neither shall have mercy on their fatherless and widows. For everyone is an hypocrite and an evildoer, and every mouth speaketh folly, which is lies. For all this, his anger is not turned away. God say, my hands are still stretched out in spite of what you're doing. They think they are always right. This generation, they think that they are always right. They think that they are pure. You can't tell them nothing. You can't say nothing to them. Bless his name, hallelujah. But Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 20 to 25 talks about the men and the young boys. It says, yet hear the word of the Lord, O ye women, and let your ear receive the word of his mouth, and teach your daughters how to wail, and everyone is neighbor's lamentation. God say, women, teach your daughters how to pray. Teach your daughters how to get down before God. Verse 21 says, for death, listen to God, Tananaboshanda. He said, for death is come up into our windows. You know, drive-by shooting with bullets going into people's houses and killing children and killing people. He said, death has come up into our windows and has entered into our palaces to cut off the children, to cut off the children from without and the young men from the streets. Don't we hear children dying with bullets, children dying in general? Verse 22 says, speak, thus said the Lord, even the carcasses of men shall fall as dung upon the open field, as the handful after the harvest man, and none shall gather them. Thus said the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches. Glory to God. Hallelujah tonight. But 24 says, let him that glory in that he knows and understand me, that I am the Lord which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness. Thank you, Jesus, in the earth. For in these things I delight. And so God said, anybody that has taken his glory, and you're glorying in how much money you have, you're glorying in how much you accomplish in life, how strong you are, my God, and what you possess naturally. God said, don't glory in what you are possessed. Glory in me. Glory in the fact that you understand me. Glory in the fact that you know me. He said that I am a loving God. I exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness. Don't we see the loving kindness and the righteousness of God toward these people that are doing this bunch of foolishness in the earth? Hallelujah. Verse 13 of Proverbs chapter 30 says, they are proud, full of pride, which cometh before a fall. Here God is showing us what causes pride or a proud look. It is the eyes. Hallelujah. That is the spirit and the character of Lucifer that fall from heaven. Luke 10 and 18 says, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning falling from heaven. Ezekiel chapter 28, 13 to 18, it says, thou hast been in Eden. God is talking about Lucifer tonight. He said, thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering. The sardius, the topaz, and the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, the carbuncle, the gold, the workmanship of thy tabaret and of thy pipes was prepared indeed the day that thou was created. God created Lucifer with all of these characteristics, all of these beautiful parts. And the Bible says in verse 14, thou art the anointed cherub. He was an anointed cherub that covered. He used to cover in the presence of the Lord. And I have said thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of the fire. Who know God is fire. So he is walking up in the midst of God in the fire. Bless his name. Now 15 says, thou wast perfect. Lucifer was perfect in thy ways from the day that thou was created till iniquity, glory to God, was found in thee. 16 says, by the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore, I will cast thee as a profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the fire. Thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. He was a beautiful, beautiful angel. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I will cast thee to the ground, and I will lay thee before kings that they may behold thee. Thou hast defiled thy sanctuaries and the multitude. Hallelujah. And so Lucifer says, verse 13 says, for thou hast said, he said in his heart, Lucifer said to God, in his heart, for thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend unto heaven, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God, I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the side of the north, I will ascend above the heights of the cloud, I will be like the Most High. Hallelujah. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the side of the pit. And so verse 14 of chapter 30, it says, they have the spirit of greed, just greedy for everything. And so what I read to you is the spirit of pride that Lucifer was operating in that caused him to fall. And so God said this last generation is operating in that same pride of Lucifer. I this, I that. It's all about me, my, I. And so God is saying they're getting ready to fall. And so verse 14 said, they have the spirit of greed, just greedy for everything they can get their hands on. That is this last generation. Here we see it says that their teeth, Their teeth is like a sword. Their jaws are like knives. And so they are killing and cutting you to pieces. They robbing and taking advantage of poor people that are already struggling to find, to make ends meet. People already struggling to pay bills. And so they're robbing and stealing. So when God say their teeth are sharp and their jaws are sharp, he's talking about how deadly these young people are. How deadly this generation is. Hallelujah. This is the spirit of greed, which symbolizes the leash. And all of us know what a leash is. A leash is it's like a worm that has two ends that will suck the blood of you, out of you. And they will stay there until they are full. And so it talks about the leash that says, give, give. And so God compared this generation to that leash. That leash, they want it. Give me, give me. All they do is want you to give, give, give. Bless his name. It has a soft segment. The leech body is soft, but it is deadly. And so God is saying this generation is very dangerous, and we got to be careful. Glory be to God. And God uses the leech as an illustration to let us know that we are dealing with a deadly generation. We got to understand that this is a generation. In the 17th verse, it says, and this is the last verse, it says, the eyes that mocked his father, is a child that looking at his father in a disrespectful way. And so if you look at this generation, they have no respect for mother. They have no respect for father. They have no respect for the Lord. They have no respect for mankind. They mock their parents. They're killing their parents. My God, they're fighting their parents. They're cussing their parents out. Hallelujah, Jesus, they have no respect at all. And so we are in the last generation, bless his name, that God is talking about that is evil and perverse. This generation has gone mad and lose all of their senses. Hallelujah, Jesus, disobedient, my God, to even lead us in the church. They don't care about man. They don't care about God. They don't care who you are. They don't care about grandma, grandpa. They will tell you off in a second. They will kill you at night point. Little children, the little young boy just killed his mother the other day, 10 years old, shoot his mama in the face. Bless the name of the living God, because he wanted a headphone or a headset to play his games, and she didn't give it. She told him she didn't have it, not knowing she had it, but she wanted to surprise him. He took a gun and shot his mother in the face and killed her, and now he's spending time as an adult, and he might never get out of jail. And so this is the generation that has the eyes that despises his parents and disobey his mother. Hallelujah. God said this type of people, they will die. He said the ravens of the valley will pluck up the eyes and the young eagles shall eat it. Don't you see them dying? Every time I look at the news, they're finding this body over here, 7-year-old, 8-year-old, all over the place. This is the generation. This generation is operating in the spirit so strong in this last hour, in this antichrist spirit so last hour, that we can see that many of them are dying at a very young age or being killed, my God, and used as human sacrifices for ritual sacrifices. Abortions of babies are taking place. Human traffickers, their internal organs are being sold for millions of dollars. They're being raped and molested. Incest in the home, prostitution, homosexuality, lesbianism. We can see the murder rate. The bloodshed, hallelujah, has increased. My God, the violence has escalated. All of these things are mentioned here, and strictly, my God, it's strictly satanic, it's strictly oppose the word of God. A lot of the people that commit these offenses have a spirit of pride. They are arrogant. They are not sorry or feel no regret or remorse for their actions. They are prideful. So we see the spirit of Lucifer. And he was thrown, so he became Satan. So Lucifer is operating through this arrogant and prideful generation that's leading to untimely death and suicide and other forms of death that we can't even think about. This is a generation that is materialistic and greedy for things. Some of them will do whatever it takes to get whatever they want. This is a generation that is selfish and self-centered. This is a generation without the spirit, with a spirit of rage and anger and resentment and hatred and liars and covetousness, fornicators and adultery. They are quick-tempered. My God, spiteful. No mercy, no compassion, no love, no forgiveness. They think they know it all. My God, we are living in a time, we are surely living in the last days, and the word of God is being fulfilled, people of God. This last generation, God said, heaven and earth is going to pass away, and his word have to be fulfilled before that happens. And so God is saying tonight, we got to look. This is the hour we need to ask God to give us the spirit of endurance, the spirit of my God, on tonight, people, discernment. If we don't know his word, we are in trouble. We are in trouble. This is the last hour, which is the last generation. There is so much evil and so much wickedness that is happening. If we are not connected or don't have a relationship with God, we are in trouble. Hallelujah tonight. Hallelujah. We're dealing with this last generation of wipers. And God said this generation is passing away. And we need, hallelujah, to reach out to the young people. We need to reach them as much as we can. God says time that we must, he's going to cut the day short. Hallelujah, Jesus, time is short. And so the election by faith, God have to bring them in that has been predestinated. God called this last generation serpents and vipers. And a viper will strike you dead in a second, people of God. We got to reach out. We got to. God said this generation is like a viper. People of God, hear God on tonight. This generation, this is the last generation. They're falling away from truth. Second Thessalonians chapter 2 said they're falling away from, there's going to be a falling away, not falling away from church, falling away from holiness, falling away from righteousness, falling away from truth, falling away from the things of the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus is coming, soon, people of God. And things are happening. This generation, they're full of mind battles. Anxiety, depression, oppression, they're going through. The spirit of deception is on high alert. He's telling us here, don't let, my God, no man deceive you. Don't let nobody deceive you. No matter what they say, how much they say to convince you or try to convince you, don't believe, don't receive what they are saying. We got to pray for our children. We got to put them before the Lord. Time is short. Hallelujah, Jesus. People of God, this is the end time to work on our own salvation. We got to work on our own salvation. God said with fear and trembling. This is the last generation. Christianity is under attack. The remnant, the real sons and daughters of God, those who are for real, are under attack. And the Bible said straight is the way and narrow is the gate that leads to eternal life. And only a few is going to find it. And I'm done tonight. But God is saying this generation, he's dealing with this generation of vipers, this generation that has hatred and everything is going on. We got to cover ourselves in the blood of Jesus like never before. We got to take hold of eternal life. We got to run for Jesus. We got to stay, oh my God, today, we got to stay with Jesus. We got to stay with God because it's about to get worse. Is about to get worse. And the only way of escape is through the blood of Jesus and having a relationship. And I'm not talking about no partial. I'm talking about having a genuine relationship with God. And so if you're here tonight and you have not repented and you have not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, it is your night for change. God is calling you. God has been tugging at your heart door, and you've been fighting against it. You've been fighting against the call because you think Christianity is hard. This is not hard. Being out there is harder than being in here. Yes, you're going to go through. Yes, you're going to go through tribulation. But it's best to be going through tribulation and be on God's side is to be in the Word and then die and lose your soul. And so God is calling for repentance. And God is calling for the church to recommit and rededicate and come up higher. We need God. And if you desire prayer, whatever your need is tonight, we're here to stand in agreement and to touch with you tonight. Whatever it is, I believe by faith that God will move. But if not, those of you who have not repented, you can repeat after me the Lord's Prayer. God, forgive me of my sins tonight. I recognize that I'm a sinner and I need to be saved tonight. I acknowledge you as Lord and Savior. I know that you died, you were buried, and you rose again for me to wash away my sins. You say, if I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart and receive Jesus in my heart, that I shall be saved. Because sometimes people are ashamed and shy to come forward. So if you repeat that and you mean that from your heart, and you're saying it with conviction, if you really mean, don't just say it because it has a reputation, but say it in knowing that you really need forgiveness. And so I'm done tonight. God bless you for your patience. In Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, people of God. This last generation, there's so much going on, people of God, and I'm telling you, as a woman of God, begin to declare the things that are going on in the earth, as she began to reveal the things even in government that are going on in the earth, as she even stated, people of God, listen, these are simply prophecies. These are prophecies that are being fulfilled. And I often tell people, just because you don't know the prophecy does not mean that it's not being fulfilled. But when one comes to open and to reveal prophecies and reveal those things to us that we've never heard of, don't back off from them, people of God, because it's in the Word. And the woman of God has given us the Word on tonight, revealing those things, backing up those things, opening those things unto us that are certainly going on in the earth, which gives us to know, even as she said, that this is the time, this is the hour, this is the hour, and the Lord is certainly on his way back. And we don't want to miss him, people of God. We don't want to miss him. Glory to God. Amen. We come. The Lord sends tonight. He sends his word to enlighten us. He sends his word to give us knowledge. Glory to God, that we don't have to be in the dark, but for us to know the times and to know what's going on. Amen. Because it's not his will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance and that we would be a prepared people. Amen. So we bless the Lord tonight. Glory to God. We bless the Lord tonight. And woman of God, even as you were going forth, had not even thought about it, that truly Christianity is the one religion that is under fire, the one religion that's right now being attacked in the earth. And I had not looked at that, but as we look, as we see, we can clearly see that it is so. Amen. Glory to God. And by this we know, people of God, that our redemption draweth nigh. Our redemption draweth nigh. Even the things that, as you begin to declare, amen, Jesus, that the heads of government were getting ready to try to do, my God, to change the commandments, all the similitude, the things that are so much like what God has already established in the earth. And that's just like the enemy. It's just like the enemy. So we give God thanks. And we give God praise for this word on tonight, people of God. Yes, it is a lot, but people of God, as a woman of God said, it's not just about a jumping and shouting. It's not, you know, just about a cliche of, amen, Jesus, those things that sound good, or those things, glory be to God, that just look good, amen, but we've got to come to the truth. We've got to come to the truth. And we give God thanks and we give God praise. And this is why the Lord is bringing forth this word. People of God, perhaps there are things that you have not heard, but we want you to get this word. Get this word. Glory to God. Get this word. Go back. Look at it. Slow it down. Amen. Look into it. Read the scriptures as she has given unto you. Read the scriptures and you see that it's right there in the word. Read the scriptures, listen, listen at the news, and you can see, glory to God, the truth of God's word that has come and is standing before us. Amen. So we thank God on tonight that he would send such a word that will cause us to know, cause us to understand. We are in a very critical time. We are in serious times. People of God, serious, serious times in the earth right now. Serious, serious times. Glory to God. There's no time for stepping aside. There's no time for turning around. There's no time for slowing down. Glory to God. But we got to keep the stride. We got to keep moving forth in God. We got to keep moving forth in him. So we thank God tonight for this word. We bless the Lord. Amen. We bless them for this word, people of God. Again, I want you to go ahead and get a copy, request a copy of this broadcast so that you can listen at it again. Listen to it in part. Dissect it. Dissect it. Listen at it. Glory to God. Listen at it. And even as she began to talk about the occurrences that are happening from day to day, many of these things we see, many of things we of these things we hear. Glory to God. But we thank God on tonight, glory to God, that there is a people that are called by his name. We thank God on tonight that there is an election according to the grace of God. Amen. And we want to be in that grace. We want to be that people. We want to be that people which are called by his name. Glory to God. So we give God thanks and praise on tonight. Amen. Jesus, as the woman of God said, we pray that, amen, if there's anyone on the line, you're not saved, but by faith, amen, even as you prayed the prayer of repentance on tonight that would bring you in, glory to God. We give God thanks and we give God praise for you on tonight. And I'm just excited, amen, glory to God. I'm telling you this word, it was tight. But it was right. It was serious. This is a serious word. Glory to God. And at this time, woman of God, if you would, amen, Jesus, I know we prayed the prayer of salvation. Glory to God. But we want to open the platform for anyone that desires prayer, special prayer for anyone on tonight. You have the platform, woman of God.
Amen. People of God, tonight, as the woman of God said, the platform is open. You can press star 6 and come on over. And I know many times we hear the same persons asking for prayer, and that's because we need prayer. I would feel so good if somebody pray over me every day of my life. And so when you look at the times and you know what you are dealing with, you know what you're dealing with in your home, in your marriage, in your ministry, on your job, in your neighborhood, you know what you're dealing with. And sometimes you just need someone to agree with you in prayer. Sometimes you need someone to get into the mind of God and pull out strength for you. Sometimes you may be feeling weak spiritually. Hallelujah. And so this is where we show the love of God, and this is where we come together because we're stronger and better together. Bless his name. And then again, some people might say, I'm okay. But me, I will never be okay because I always need prayer. Mm-hmm. I always would need prayer. And so tonight, the platform is open to anyone that feels the need to be strengthened, feels the need for us to stand in agreement with any issues that you are dealing with. God is here tonight, not me. I can't do no healing. I can't do no deliverance. I don't have the power. I'm just a vessel that made myself available to be there, to serve. And so tonight you can come over if you desire. If not, then I pray that something you heard tonight was a blessing in your ear. In Jesus' name.
Anyone tonight, desiring prayer.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, Bradley. This is Sister Kim just calling to get prayer for me, my body, my children, my grandbaby, my family. Just pray that God's will be done in the people that I'm keeping. Just pray for their bodies and minds. Just pray that God will give me the strength. My body's a little tired. And just pray that my blood pressure was, I called my mom this morning. I felt like I was going to pass out at one of my little workers' house. It was 79/29. And I took it again. It came up a little bit more, and I just felt like I was just getting ready to hit the floor. And I was like, Lord, if I hit the floor, she can't, you know, do nothing. And I would just be laying here. So I called my mom, and I kept checking it. It finally came up to where, you know, it was like 98/79. And it, you know, I just kept doing it every hour, just checking it. But y'all just pray that whatever's going on, that God would just do what he got to do, or whatever's going on in my body, and that God's will be done.
Hallelujah. Bless his name. Hallelujah. Glory. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, God. Yes, Father. Father, tonight in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come before you, God, bringing Sister Kim before you, God. You said, let her request be made known unto you. God, for every petition that she's placed tonight on this altar that we send up to you tonight, we invoke your presence now. We declare that you release the anointing that breaks and destroy every yoke right now. In the name of Jesus, we declare, God, hallelujah, God, that this atmosphere have free access and to do what you have it to do, Father. In the name of Jesus, every demonic assignment over our house, God, and the atmosphere where she is now, we cancel every illegal activity that was given access. The region where she is, we cancel you right now by the power that is in the name of Jesus. I declare that whatever we ask for Sister Kim right now, as we pray tonight, according to your will, God, according to your word, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you tonight, God, that your eyes are on the righteous, and Sister Kim is your righteous servant. Oh, God, you are releasing your will in and over her life and the lives of the name that she called tonight. You said, let your will be done. Hallelujah. Tonight we come for your will to be done right now in the name that she called in her family, God, in their minds tonight. We declare and we call forth the fire of God to burn out, God, every condition in her body tonight, every spirit of infirmity, every arrow, and every arrow of affliction, every hour of infirmity that the enemy be sent, my God, against your blood. We declare that the blood of Jesus runs through your vein, through your artery, through your heart chamber. In the name of Jesus, we declare that your blood is. In the name of Jesus, we declare that your body line up according to the word of God, and that he was wounded for your transgression.
Yes,
he was bruised for your iniquity. The Bible says chastisement of his peace is upon you, and with his stripes you were already healed. And so
Thank you, Lord,
tonight. You are a healer, my God. You are the balm in Gilead, my God. We want to thank you now, God. You are him right now. Release your healing, God. Shebe. Oh, God, Jehovah Rapha. He cannot over host. Right now, Satan, I command you to lose her body now. I command you to set her free. She's the property of Jesus Christ. Her body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. No No plague can come nigh your dwelling. No disease can come nigh your dwelling. I command your body to hear the voice of God and line up Nida Shamanda. He said, Lazarus, come forth. I command your body to come forth into healing right now. He Kandora Mahosa. You gave us, my God, power and authority, God, over all the powers of Satan tonight. Satan, you are going to lose Sister Kim. I declare, God, every weakness in her. I speak strength to your body right now. Release the strength of Almighty God. Hallelujah tonight, from the crown of your head to the sick. Yes, God, receive strength. God said, I'm strengthening you right now in the inner man, in your loins, in your blood.
Lord.
He said, your blood transfusion. He said, what the devil meant for your bad. God said, I'm turning that thing around in your favor
right now
in the name of Jesus. He said, death and life is in the power of your tongue. I speak life right now. I speak healing right now. I speak wholeness right now. I speak deliverance to your family. I speak deliverance.
Thank you, Lord.
I speak deliverance in your mind. Father, I thank you tonight that your word will not turn to your void. In the name of Jesus, we believe by faith tonight that whatever we pray and ask you for, God, you say, we shall not be denied in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And with faith, God, you say it is impossible to please you. And so tonight, as we come into agreement, we come into agreement with your word. Let your word come into alignment with the situation that is going on in Kim's body right now. This is Kim, my God. I speak now to your situation. The devil is a liar tonight. God is not a man that he should lie. If he say that we were healed, then we got to know that we were healed. Over 2,000 years ago, he didn't take the stripes in vain. He wasn't beaten in vain. Hallelujah. God, he said, by my stripes, you work at the Moshanda. And tonight I come to declare war against Satan. I come to declare war against every attack in your body, against every attack in your household, against every attack, God, my God, for the children, in the name of Jesus, Abashanda. Root, God, every evil. Uproot, God, every intention by Satan that was sent against her and her family. In the name of Jesus, my God, I thank you, my Shandor of a host. I thank you, my Father, we stand in agreement and declare deliverance. Deliver, God. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost now touch. Yes, Lord, touch her now from the crown of her head to the sole of Ashanda Bakusha Bahaya. Oh, God of Ophikasha. Oh, Ashanda Namansa. Holy Ghost fire. Burn right now, God, in Ekashanda. In every joint, every ligament, every blood vessel, any blood to dissolve. In the name of Jesus, Satan,
you
are a liar. She will not fall out. She will not die. shall live and testify, oh God, about the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And because you come in agreement tonight, because we are in agreement with the request that you brought tonight, I declare by faith that you will see the hand of God move. I declare
by faith
manifestation going to take place in the lives of those who dare to come. To call, because God ain't gonna put PNN out there and nothing happened. Miracle signs and wonder must follow. Receive, as I speak tonight, God said, receive what I'm doing for you now. God's I'm fixing it now. Doing it now. I declare, woman of God, tonight, the man of the will of God will hit your life and hit your body. Wherever you're having pain, wherever the situation, God said, lay your hands, and I rebuke it tonight. I rebuke it tonight. Weakness has to go. I speak to weakness authority to tell you, loose her now, and let them go in the bush and loose those children. Loose it now. Loose, Satan, you got to loose. You got to loose tonight. You got to loose it, Katosha.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Good God. Your word is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword.
Thank you, Lord.
Dividing asunder of the soul, the joints of God, and the spirit and the marrow. God, your word is a discerner in the mighty name of Jesus. So according to your word, which is quick and powerful and sharp tonight, cut away every God condition. Cut away every God problem.
Yes,
cut away, God, every situation that is affecting her, that is affecting those things that she called. We thank you now, God.
Yes, God.
We praise you for the victory. We praise you, God. Thank you, Lord God. Let your
thank
word
you, Lord.
Cut your word cut you, God, sickness.
Thank you,
let
Jesus.
Word cut
thank
you,
the Lord.
Let your word cut you infirmity. Let your word
thank
cut you this affliction. Let your
yes,
word cut
God.
You every demonic attack. Let your word
thank
cut
Lord.
You every demonic
attack
in her life, oh God. Every demonic plan. Let your word cut it now, God. Cut every demonic activity. Every foul spirit of sickness. Let
Jesus.
Your word cut it. Every pain tonight. Let the word cut it. Cut it, God, cut it out. My God,
let it, Lord.
Let your word over this atmosphere, over this unclean spirit of sickness and infirmity become nothing. You shall hold right now in the mighty name and the powerful name of Jesus Christ of the Kando Robosha.
Yes.
Ooh, God,
my God.
Every assignment from the pit of hell that has come up against you.
Yes.
And every name that you call and every situation you place on this altar tonight. Work of darkness, we bring it to naught.
In the name of Jesus.
By the power that is in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah. Jesus said, let your request made known, and that's what you did. And because you made your request made known, we agree with this request tonight.
Yes, God.
God will show you the favor of God is over your life. God will begin to show you that he heard you. God will begin to minister to you and let you know that I've heard your cry. Now come to your ear. That already paid a price that you may be healed.
Yes, God.
What medication cannot do, he can do with the doctors. When the doctor diagnosed something, God said, that's not the diagnosis, because you are already healed.
Yes, God.
So we shut down every illegal activity that has been operating against your life.
Yes, ma'am.
Over the atmosphere where you are, every backlash and spread of retaliation that would come back, we cancel your plan tonight.
Every territory and
assignment that was assigned to keep you sick, we cancel you tonight.
Yes.
The monitoring demon, I cancel you tonight.
Yes, God.
Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Every familiar spirit of sicknesses that come to afflict you, we cancel that tonight.
Yes.
And we declare that you are healed.
Yes.
Everything that you place before this throne of God tonight, it will manifest.
Yes.
Every name that you call it, every need that you mention, I declare God will meet it tonight. I change that you arrange everything that you place. Yes, God, I hear you. That you place before this altar, because God said, I'm hearing the cry of the righteous.
Yes, Jesus.
I'm hearing the cry of my people.
Yes.
So I believe there are many of us on this line tonight that are standing in agreement with you. And I believe by faith, as we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
Cover you and your household, your home, and every situation that you are placed upon this altar tonight. We cover it with the blood of Jesus. Seal it with the word of God that cannot return to void. Glory! Yes, God. Oh, God, thank you for your word over this atmosphere where she lives. God, you do the touching, you do the delivering, and you do the manifestation, and we will give you the glory, God.
Yes, God.
Name. Ah, yes, go, Sha.
Thank you, Lord.
Receive the glory tonight, God.
Yes,
thank
God.
You. Oh, God, thank you for lifting the load off her. Lifting the weight. Lift the weight. Every heavy band, lift it tonight.
Lift it, God. Lord, I thank you.
Hold on. Lift it out of her spirit. Lift it.
Jesus.
You replace it with the anointing.
Jesus.
Break them destroy. Destroy every yoke of sickness out of this body. This is your body. Woo! Yes, sir. Right now, God. Touch her right now. And thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Shandy, thank you for turning it around.
Thank you.
Hey, God. Yes, sir. Whew. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, thank you.
Oh, God, I feel Ashamanda. Thank you, God, for the release and for divine intervention.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Not by power, nor by might, but by your spirit tonight. And we call it done. It is so. And be sealed by faith. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for doing it. We believe the report of the Lord tonight.
Yes.
We believe you. Oh, shout. Yes,
Jesus.
Thank you for the victory. Yes, sir. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
We're moving. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Ooh, thank you. Jesus. Thank you, God, for manifestation.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus, thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen, God. Amen, Lord Jesus.
This is
Stephanie Tillman. Praise the Lord.
This is
Stephanie. I'm asking for prayer that God help me to get in the place that I need to be in Him, and that He give salvation and deliverance to my husband and children, and that He heal my body. I had to have a few tests done. And perform. I've had some pain in my right side, and I'm asking God for healing.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Yes, God. Oh, yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, God. yes, sir, yes, sir. Huh. God, this is a time of cleansing and refreshing for your people. Oh, Master Jesus, God, in the name of Jesus. We are now, God, in a session of prayer, God, as we come and bring her petition before you concerning her husband, her children, God, and herself. Satan, let me tell you. You are a liar tonight from the pit of hell, and we come tonight to slay the giant that has been standing in your way tonight. We come down now, Mashanda, to make or shatter every Jericho wall collapse that has been standing in the way of your family, my God, and your children and your health. Tonight, as we lift you up before the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus, we declare Jehovah Makadesh, the God who sanctifies and cleanses, will begin to move on the enemy sanctum of your body, in your soul, in your spirit right now, in the name of Jesus, on the right side, God, Moshanda the Bahosa, we cancel, my God, every pain tonight. We lose every affliction tonight that has been in God. Flick her body, Barkoshanda, God, you say death and life is in the power of my tongue, and I speak life to the right side of your body. I speak healing to your body, complete wholeness. God, say he wants us to prosper and be in health, even as our souls prosper. And so, God, I send your word to her address right now, like you send this Sanhedrin soldiers, God, you send your word to the Sanhedrin soldiers' address. And the servant was healed. Oh, God, let your robot Kashanda word travel to the airwaves on this phone right now to her address, God. And we speak divine deliverance and divine intervention. We speak wholeness. We bind the works of Satan. And we command every demonic force of infirmity and affliction, every arrow of affliction, Satan, we send it back to you. We cancel it and we turn it around in the name of Jesus. You said they will come in one way and flee in seven different ways in the name of Jesus and fall at her right hand. We command it to fall now. We command we send the angels of God with flaming sword of fire to your address right now in the name of Jesus of fight. Atmosphere, we release the fire of God to burn from the top of your head, under the sole of your feet, and we declare that God would use this, God, my God, this story for his glory, and that God would use you, and that God, you have a healing ministry in the name of Jesus. You shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. But tonight, God, we thank you that you will manifest your will, manifest your healing. Let the devil know that you are in control. And so, God, we thank you for taking her up higher for visitation and encounters with you. In the name of Jesus, her desire, God, is for more of you, God. And so, God, we thank you now, God, that you go into another level and, God, another dimension in the realm of the spirit. But she need her body to be made whole. And so we speak health and we speak strength and divine, God, intervention from the throne room of God. Begin to move upon her now. Begin to breathe upon her now. Begin to release the oil of God to flow from the crown of her head in every area of her body. Her internal organs must line up according to the word of God, that you are God, my God, wounded tonight. Hallelujah. You are the bomb in Gilead tonight. You are the great physician tonight. You are the Lord thy God, thy healer tonight. Too much people sick in the body of Christ, and we take control of this atmosphere. Satan, you will lose her. You will lose your hold. You demonic force, you witch and you warlock that is sending arrows at her. We cancel every arrow and we send it back to the center. We send it back. Now, in the Moko Shanda, Ikando Robo Shanda, whom the sun set free, God said, you're free indeed. And I declare that you're free from every sickness, every pain, every infirmity, every, my God,
sin. You are free tonight. God say you are free. I declare it in the body. I declare it in your spirit. I declare it in your soul. In the name of Jesus, this is not unto death, but it ain't kashandola mahosa. But this is for the glory of God to be revealed. Be revealed in your life. Thank you, Lord God, for the cleansing and the sanctification of her body, her soul, and her mind, and the spirit in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. I declare tonight, woman of God, that you are healed. I don't care what it seems like. I don't care what the devil said tonight. God said you have the victory over the devil, your power over all the powers of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, as loud as you can, God said, begin to call on the name of Jesus. When you call on the name of Jesus, God said, you call him tonight, chains will begin to break. Hallelujah, God. Things got to back off. The devil can't stand when we call the name of Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. The blood of Jesus is against you tonight. The blood of Jesus is against the devil. The blood of Jesus is against every sickness. The blood of Jesus is against every pain. We command it to leave. We command it to go. We command you to leave your demon of infirmity. Loose her now. Loose her body. The kashanda. It belongs to God. God, akasheto ro shaba. Thank you, Jesus. Loose her. Loose her. Loose her, God. Loose her from every foul spirit. Infirmity. Loose the night. As we stand in agreement, God is moving right now by his power. Move God in the Yashando of Mahosa. We declare victory in our family, over our children and our husband, that they would draw closer to God, that you would bring God, change the situation in the home, God. More of you, God. Higher in the Mashando of Mahosa. In the name of Jesus, what the devil meant bad for this family. God, I thank you for turning that thing around. Be good tonight. In the name of Jesus, lose finances, God. Lose the Gashamanda. Give them the victory on the right hand and on the left hand, God. They shall walk and not faint. They shall run and not get weary. Mount them up on wings like eagles. In the name of Jesus, make provision where there is none. God, make provision even for the vision. Hallelujah, God and his family. In the mighty name of Jesus, honor all students, God. Do God what only you can do. Master Jesus, yes. Your anointing. That burden lifting anointing, God. That sickness, God, and yoke destroying anointing. I declare, God, that you will let the fire of God burn on the right side of her body now. Let the to burn out everything that is not like you. Burn it out now, Spirit of the Living God. Deliver can. Deliver tonight, God. Your name is on the line. Your reputation is on the line. Your word is on the line. And we believe the report of the Lord tonight. Hey, yes, sir, God. We thank you for victory in this home, God. Victory, God, in the life of our children, our husband. Victory, God, in this family, God. Healing is the children's bread tonight.
Yes, God.
Oh, Holy Ghost, you took a spear in your side. And so, God, because you took a spear in your side, she is healed. She's healed, God. Healed. Ooh.
Thank you, God.
Every attack. Oh, God, sometimes we just got to tarry with people and tell them they can't show total hosiah. God, I didn't man say, thank you, God.
Thank you.
That your God hears and answers prayer. You attend to the prayer of the righteous right now.
Glory to God.
Yes, you're moving. No. Ooh, but yes, but you've got the victory, woman of God. He's moving on your behalf with a clear stop seeing doctors. We declare that you are healed. We declare that my God, I declare it shall come to pass. We declare, Shamanda, no more medication. We declare tonight, in whom the sun set free, God say, I am set you free. And everything that the devil meant to turn up for your bad, God, I'm twisting and turning the hands of the enemy in a different direction away from you in the name of Jesus. For I've given you the victory over 2,000 years ago. Whose report do you believe? Mashamda or the host. He cannot have Mashamda. The woman with the issue of blood. Tried doctors, tried medication. But she get worse. She had to find prayer. She had to find the presence of God. And when she contact with that presence, Jesus said, who touched me? I feel power. The power of God. Oh, Mashamda, let the power touch you. I release the power of the Holy Ghost, God, on the inside. Oh, by Shem, to every tissue and every part of your body to make. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Master God, every backlash, any sort of retaliation that seek to return, because they say when the devil go out, he come back to shit. Available space, but this space is taken up. It's not for rent. No, God, see the exit sign. Get your way out that house.
Yes.
Oh, Master, get out. In the name of Jesus.
Yeah,
Satan, I thank you because I know you're responsible. You are a loser, and we bring every work. Who Master Robo Shanda? Yes, God, we thank you. Oh, Sheke. Oh, yes, God. Oh, God, I think of a manifestation.
Thank you.
Master, we can't.
Call
it every stronghold of infirmity that caused you to be afflicted, and God is going to take you for your desire tonight. God says he's going to take you higher. Just seek my face. Seek my face. Just seek my face. Seek my word. Spend time in my presence. He wants to do work in you and through you and for you. Oh, Pastor Jesus, glory am I, Shandarabha Hosiah. Sometimes we just got to make some sacrifice to be alone with God. I, Shandarabha Hosiah. Oh, God. But God say you've heard your desire tonight. God, it's a pass in your life. He says he's going to give you a hunger and a thirst for him like never before. He's going to give you a desire for his presence. Hey, yes, God, for his presence. Yes, God. I hear God say he's going to give you the desire for prayer. Oh, my God. Praying and intercession anointing is upon your life. Oh, shout out of a host. Oh, Master, yes, Lord.
Yes,
and the sickness to distract you, to keep you focusing on the pain. But the devil is a liar tonight. The blood of Jesus. This is your time for elevation and increasing the things of the spirit. And God, as you continue increasing the things of the spirit, the natural part would fall in line. In the name of Shandola Bohosta. Because attention and the Oshanda the Bahosa, Ikanda the Bahosa in the Debeha, even your husband, Ikonoman Shanda, in the name of Jesus, we cover your house with the blood of Jesus.
Yes, God.
And the angels by your bedside and protect you from every arrow that they fly by night, the pestilence that walking in darkness, the destruction that wasted at noonday. It shall not come nigh you. God say, for he's given his angel charge over you to keep lest you dash your foot, because you dwell in the outside. You shall abide under the protection of the Almighty.
Thank you.
It's your portion. Glory, Master Jesus, tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Moving, God, in her body. Oh, I feel the most shut up. Woo, boss.
Thank you, Lord.
Today, higher. To every joint, every area, God. Every, from the toe to the head, every area. Oh, my God. Yes, sir. The enemy trying to sift you like wheat, but I declare victory.
Yes.
No weapon formed against you. You shall not die, but live.
Yes.
And declare that God is, you shall testify, not when you're dead, but in the land of the living.
Woo,
Master Jesus, and I thank you for this vessel of honor to get the glory out of her life and that of her family. God, as we dedicate them to you, God.
Yes,
for
God.
More of,
yes,
hey, yes, God. Thank you for manifestation of your power in this family, of your presence in this family, and your healing. And cover those children with the blood of Jesus. Let no weapon form the gospel, even that husband, in Jesus' name.
God.
Master, we thank you for the victory.
Thank you, thank you. Thank
Ooh, God,
you.
For you are a bomb in Gilead. Hey, God. Ooh.
Thank you. Thank you.
Blow upon her tonight, God. Breathe. Holy Ghost, breathe.
Oh,
breathe fresh fire. Breathe, God. Fresh oil. Breathe your breath of life. Breathe healing tonight upon every God affected area. Breathe your breath. And hey, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. All breaths of God breathe tonight upon your servant.
Yes, God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, God, you're doing it now. For the glory who are defeated, the blood of Jesus is against you. You will lose your hold. You better lose your hold. Huh? Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. You move upon her now. Hey.
Yes.
Thank you for that yoke-destroying anointing, that healing anointing, your presence. Your presence. Your presence tonight. Thank you for healing. I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord, your healer. I sent my word to heal your disease. I am the Lord, your healer. God said he's your healer tonight. Oh, I am the Lord, Yatobo Shandarabahaya, that healed thee. I am the Lord. Those of you on the line who are sick tonight, I am your healer. I sent my word. God, he sent his word tonight to heal your disease. Yeah, 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 God. I am the Lord.
Yes.
Your healer. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Ah. God, they rest in him. Rest in him tonight. I declare that you get rest tonight and sleep tonight in peace without pain. And I thank God for rest. That still will be the best rest you had in a while. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
That the angels of the Lord will wrap you. God will wrap you in his arms tonight and father you. Wrap you to sleep in his arms. For the peace of God is in your house. We declare it. The healing of God is in your house tonight, woman of God. And we declare that.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus, he is your God. Yay, Boshata, that he loves you. Yes, God. He is the Lord. I am your healer tonight. I am your healer. I'm your keeper, God is saying. Ah. Oh. Yes, Lord. Yeah. Yes, Lord. now, God. Yes, the motion. Yes, Lord, touch the Jesus. Touch me, Lord. Touch me, Jesus. Yes, God. Touch me, Lord, Yamanorobohosaya. Touch me, Lord, Yamanorobohosaya. Touch me, Lord, Yandarobosaya. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, God. We give you thanks.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus. We call. There is power in your name, Jesus. When we call on the name of Jesus, demons got to tremble. Yes, when we call on the name of Jesus, sickness has got to go. Because there is power in your name, Master Jesus. So we say, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God, yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Master. Yes, God, yeah.
Oh, God,
yeah, Moshe. Jesus, thank you. Yes, Lord. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Jesus, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus, thank you. Yes, sir. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, manifestation, God.
Yes, God.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for the victory. Tonight,
yes,
with the blood of Jesus against every backlash, any retaliatory spirit, God, we cancel you tonight. Any retaliation,
yes,
we cancel it. And we thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, God, for what you're doing in this family, what you're about to do, and how you're moving now, God. Let the self-same anointing abide in this household, God, from the back door to the front door, every room. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jehovah Jireh, our provider is there. Thank you. Yes, God. We give you praise. Yes, Lord God Almighty.
Thank you.
Oh, yes, God. Help me tonight, Jesus. Yes, God.
Thank you.
Hiya. Help me tonight, Father. Oh, you're worthy to be praised, God. You're worthy to fill the glory. You're worthy of every hallelujah to the Bekansha Torobo Hosea. Worthy, O Lamb of God, the Moshete, yes, God. We take the time out just to tell you thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
We're grateful tonight. Yes, God.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. God, thank you, Father. In Jesus, God, we thank you. Praise your name.
Thank you for your move in her life. Thank you. Oh, Master, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name. It is so. It is so, God. Thank you. It is done, God. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. We thank God on tonight. We give him thanks. We do give him praise on tonight. Glory to God for all that he's done. We thank him on tonight for the yokes that have been broken, for the bodies that have been healed, for restoration tonight of families and restoration tonight in every whit way. We give God thanks. We give God praise. We give him glory on this night for the great things that he has done. Amen. And we want to hold on to this anointing. We want to savor what God has done. Truly, he has done a great work on tonight, and we are so grateful. We just believe, God, that we shall hear testimonies, testimonies upon testimonies that will come out of this night. Amen. Glory be to God. So we bless God tonight. And people of God, we just want to let you know that again, that you can get a copy of the broadcast. We're going to give you two numbers. First number is 912-257-3918. Again, that's 912-257-3918. For our international listeners, you can as well reach out to us via WhatsApp, and that number is 678-608-7234. Again, that's 678-608-7234. Amen. And we do bless God tonight for all that he's doing. We thank him, amen, for he's yet moving. Glory to God. We know that he's not finished on tonight. Glory to God that even, amen, as we part the line, the Lord will continue to do a work in his people. And we're grateful for that. We're grateful, amen, for the finished work. Amen. He's begun a great work. Glory to God, and he's going to finish it. And we give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight. Glory to God, and we thank God for you. Thank God for you, woman of God, again, for availing yourself in the service of the Lord. Thank God for the word on tonight. We do bless him. We thank him. Amen, Jesus. We bless him. We thank him for you on tonight. Amen. Glory to God, and we just want to, amen, cover you on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you tonight. We bless you tonight. We thank you for all that you've done. We thank you for your word on tonight, your word that has come, your word that has given life, your word that is yet giving life. We give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. Father, we're thanking you on tonight, oh God, for the cutting away, glory to God, of those things that are not like thee. We thank you tonight. We thank you, God, for what you've done for your people, even in the midst, in the precious name of Jesus. We bless you to high, yea, glory. We bless you tonight. Now, Father, we're asking that you would look upon your servant on tonight. We're thanking you, oh God, for the rheme of fire, oh God, that you set upon her, around her, about her, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you tonight for your angelic presence. We thank you for the glory, oh God, that rests upon her now in the precious name of Jesus. Father, for we thank you for what you're doing in her life. We're thanking you, glory to God, that even as she's emptied out unto your people tonight, we're asking, glory to God, that you restore restore. Restore virtue unto her in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking glory to God that you will look upon her, that you will meet her needs on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Every need on tonight, every desire on tonight. Father, we're asking that you will move in a mighty way in the precious name of Jesus. Father, continue to have your way in her life. Continue to move for her, we pray, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you will bless her now. Father, bless her, glory to God, in ways unknown. Bless her, oh God, in unexpected ways, we pray, in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you now. We thank you for binding the hand of the enemy. We thank you for bringing his very works to naught concerning your servant now. In the precious name of Jesus, we're thanking you for opening doors on tonight. Thank you for opening doors, opening doors, opening doors on tonight. Doors of utterance, doors of blessings on tonight. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We bless you tonight, oh God, for blessing her. Thank you, oh God, for blessing her family. Thank you for blessing her ministry. Thank you for blessing everything that concerns her in the precious name of Jesus. We bless you tonight. Father, we're asking, oh, glory to God, that you would cause your face to shine upon her. Cause your face to shine upon her, oh God, we pray in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you, hey God, we give you honor. We give you glory tonight, and we're thanking you now. Thank you for breathing upon your servant. We thank you. We praise you. We bless you. We glorify you on tonight. Father, we say continue to have your way in our life. Cause thy will to be done and thy will alone. And for this, we give you thanks. For this, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. For all these things we do pray in thy precious name, Jesus. Glory to God in every heart tonight. Say amen. Amen. Amen on tonight. Glory to God. We bless the Lord again on tonight. We thank him for all that he's done. Truly, he has done a great work on tonight. And we thank him again for the testimonies that shall come forth out of this night. We thank him. We bless him. We honor, we glorify him on tonight. Again, people of God, don't forget to get your copy. Get your copy of the broadcast on tonight. Don't forget to get your copy. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Don't forget. You can also go out to our Prayer News Network Facebook page. There we do have the broadcast. Amen. As for amen as well. You can go out to our Real Prayer Group 52. Go out there, amen, Jesus, and listen to the broadcast as well, amen. If you don't have Facebook, you can always Google the Prayer News Network Global, and there you can as well listen to any of our broadcasts, amen. We give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight again for this night, for all that he has done. Glory be to God for all that he has done in this hour. We give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. Woman of God, we appreciate you. We appreciate you so much. We appreciate you more than you know. We thank God for you. And at this time, we're going to release the platform back to you. Glory to God for other remarks and for the dismissal on the line. God bless you tonight.
Amen, amen. Oh, yes, God, Jesus, help me. Whew, glory to God. Amen, I do give God thanks. And I do give him honor for the privilege to come before every one of you from every nation, wherever you are. I counted myself less than I am because I don't even deserve to be alive. But God has been faithful to me and grant me the privilege to be able to be used by him. Bless his name. And so I want to encourage you tonight, especially those of you who are not saved and just listening in, don't put off salvation because tomorrow is not promised to you. And what that means is you can die in your sleep. You can leave your house and never return. Don't take it for granted. Don't take it lightly that you might live because the Bible says tomorrow is not promised. And so with this type of atmosphere and this type of ministry, God has made this available not just for healing and prayers, but for salvation. And so God is looking for his remnant, his chosen ones, and he's calling us because it's going to get worse. And it's ever a time that we need to be in the ark of safety. If you look at Noah, before the rain come, God prepared Noah and warned the people. And they didn't take heed. They took it lightly. They call him a crazy old man. And they never saw rain before. And so God is sending out his warnings for us to come closer, because it won't be water but fire next time. And so he said, get into the ark of safety. Get in me. Get into a relationship with me. Come closer to me. Release the world. Let it go. Let me be all that you need. He's looking for available vessels. And so I thank God for the opportunity. Those of you who have lingered on the line, may God bless you and cover your household with the blood, your children with the blood, your workplaces, everything that concerns you. May God cover you tonight, because we are in perilous times with mass shooting and drive-by shooting, accidents all along the road, and a lot of things are going on, so we need the blood. And so I cover each and every household with the blood, each and every individual with the blood. Hallelujah. Whatever it is that concerns you, I pray that God will visit you and release that which is held up by the enemy and restore everything that the devil has stolen from you, because this is the time of restoration, and that you would have a blessed night, that you would have a peaceful night, and that the angels of the Lord would be around your home, around your houses, around your bed, in your room, to protect you through the night and protect your children. And so I do give God glory for Minister Bradley, advisors, prayer warriors, and everyone tonight. God bless you until we meet again. May you be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, and that does conclude tonight's broadcast, people of God. We look to see you back on tomorrow night. Don't forget to bring someone with you. Invite someone else to come and hear what the Lord is saying. God bless each and every one of you on tonight, in Jesus' name.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.